News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says it appears the White House is trying to keep pro- and anti-Israel members of the Democrat base happy by sending out mixed messages about the war in Gaza.
And trying to send out contradictory, well, they are sending out contradictory messages about their Israeli policy to try and satisfy both camps in their base. Now, they get away with it in the short term because they're not held accountable by that part of the press they care about.
Talent says gradually, anti-Israel Democrats are becoming more disappointed with President Biden for showing what they see as too much support for Israel. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says the United Nations has been slow to show any concern for victims of sexual assault in the Hamas attack against Israel, something that she says shows the U.N. is biased in its role of seeking justice for victims around the world.
You can't do that. And yet that's what the U.N. did by waiting nearly 2 months to condemn these actions. So we are going to continue pushing the U.N. If they are going to stand up for women's rights, they need to do it for all women, and including right now, Jewish women.
Ernst, along with some 30 other senators, sent a letter to the U.N. Secretary General urging more action in that case. House Speaker Mike Johnson told the Salem Radio Network Republicans are demanding new policies to address the border crisis be part of a supplemental spending bill that offers new aid money for Israel and Ukraine.
The president has the power to do this. We need to fix the broken parole system, reform the asylum problem there. We have a return to some of these policies that worked so well to stem the flow during the Trump administration, remain in Mexico, end catch and release.
Meanwhile, the Senate will continue to be in session this coming week, longer than scheduled over the holiday break, to try and hammer out a compromise on a supplemental spending bill. This is SRN News. A crash may be coming to your state capital.
Thanks to the efforts of the American Nativity Scene Committee and the Thomas More Society, 43 capitals will have a manger scene on their grounds this Christmas, a record number. Thomas More spokesman Tom Brekka tells the Christian Post that the nativity scenes are important because they represent, quote, an exercise of fundamental constitutional rights that, if not exercised, are going to be lost or forgotten about. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. This is SRN News. Some New York State lawmakers want to pluck Chick-fil-A restaurants away from state highway rest stops.
Several pro-LGBT politicians proposed a law requiring any restaurant doing business on state thruways be open 7 days a week. The conservative-owned chicken franchise is not only closed on Sundays, but is publicly against the gay agenda, even contributing to anti-LGBT causes. One lawmaker says while he's not a fan of the brand, it could still keep its location if it changes its closed on the Sabbath policy, something they've declined to do since 1946, so employees could rest and worship if they choose. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A federal judge has denied a request to halt the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado just hours before the predator's scheduled release. The judge's ruling allows Colorado to proceed now with its plan to search for, capture, and transport up to 10 wolves from Oregon, a process that starts tomorrow. More details at SRNNews.com.